When we post a letter with a correct address, it reaches the, we expect it reach the destination on a right time in the right place when the address is there. But if the wrong address is there, or unaddressed letters, it is regarded as a junk mail and loses its value. It loses its attention of the receiver. If it is a wrong address, if your unaddressed mail comes, wrong addressed, you will put it in the bin. So, our address should be right, where we are writing, so that it reaches the right direction. About 4 decades back, as a child, I remember one person called Shashital. At that time, telegram was there. Telegram, people used to write as minimum words as possible to save money. Every letter costed money. If you add one more letter, it will cost extra. So, he received a telegram saying that wife was critically ill and serious. So he left for his native place immediately, and when he reached there, he saw his wife was there at the gate to receive him. And the telegram was meant for different Shashital. They want to save the money. They did not write the proper thing also. And so another person's wife had passed away. He did not know also. And when I was working in India, one of my colleagues received a telegram again. Mother passed away, start immediately. He received the telegram. Immediately he packed off and went to Hubli. Bus was passing through the crematorium. He saw all his relatives. He got off, no talking. Everyone was crying, and they finished all the burial ceremony, whatever. And he went home sad, with heavy hearted. He saw his mother was cooking food there. And the person who sent telegram, it was his mother, not this person's mother. When the message is not conveyed properly, it creates a commotion. It can create commotion. It has to be addressed properly. It has to be communicated properly. The words we speak, it has a value. Like food, what we eat, if it is not properly addressed, it becomes like a mail you send. Right mail, right address, right food also, you have to take it in. If the food is not right, if you are not aware of what you are eating, just dumping in, it becomes like a junk mail. Junk mail, junk food, it accumulates. Like a letter, unaddressed mail, so much of mail is there, it goes and sits in a distribution, mail distribution center. It sits. It adds load to the distribution center. So is the food what you are eating, it gets accumulated in the stomach region. Food what we eat, it should get absorbed into the bloodstream as quickly as possible. If the food we have eaten is not getting digested and not getting absorbed into the bloodstream, it remains as a, it applies the load on the stomach. The various parts of the body requires different types of vitamins. The vyana, there is a prana called as vyana prana. Its role is supplying the right nutrient to the right organ. Not every nutrient to every organ. It's so meticulous, our body. For example, our eyes requires vitamin A. It takes the vitamin A to the eyes. For hearing, we need a good vitamin C. It takes the vitamin C, vyana prana. For our bone, our flesh, we need vitamin D. It takes vitamin D to that one. Distribution center is working so meticulously, no supercomputer can do. It takes the right nutrients to the, like last term I talked about, mother knows which child requires what type of food. So is this prana, knows what nutrients to what part of the body. If you are eating junk food, it remains in the distribution center stomach and it adds the load onto this one. Load onto the stomach. So you should be mindful, like unaddressed mail, it's a load. It should be properly addressed. The food what you are eating, you should be mindful of the type of food what you are eating, whether it is agreeable to your body, whether it is agreeable to your constitution, it is required. And the food we have to, when you are taking, you should be mindful and not to be rejecting the food and abusing the food. And the words what you are talking, the mind, what you think, you will be ultimately you are talking. Ultimately, whatever you are talking, you will put it into action. Thinking, the king, I talked about before, the king. Whatever you entertain thinking, you alone will talk. You will put it into the action. Thinking should be good. Once it is Buddha's story, it was there. He went for begging for alms, food. One household lady started abusing him. Looking so healthy, you are a burden on the society. Why can't you work? Make your living. You are like a leech. Hanging on to others and for your survival. Get off and go away. And she shut the door at his face. Buddha's disciples were there and asked him, "You did not get upset. You are so calm as before." And Buddha said, she was abusing you. Buddha said, "The food she did not give to me. So who will eat that food? She will eat it. Food otherwise she would have given me. Now she is going to eat it. And I did not get the food, she will eat it. The same is she was abusing me. All the abusive languages she was abusing, I did not take the abuse. So who will take that abuse? It will go back to her. So whatever, if you are talking, you should be mindful of what you are talking. If whatever you are talking is not, other person is not receiving your, whatever you are abusing, so it will come back to you. What it is teaching us also, if something abuse is meted on to us, not to take it. Why I have to take it? Like Buddha said, if I don't take it, food I don't take it, she will eat it. Abuse I don't take it, she will take it. That person will take it. So if somebody is abusing you, or on the road somebody starts honking and swearing at you, not to get upset. Don't take it. If you take it, then you are receiving. You are a receiver. You are saying that, yes, I am a receiver. You say, sorry, wrong address. It is a wrong address. I am not taking. That will go back to that person. What you think, it will, that the reason for most of the ailments starts with negative thinking. We think it is that person is, if somebody is whispering in the party, looking at me and whispering, I will be thinking they are talking against me. And so negative thinking is the source of most of the ailments in the body. If you are always thinking positive thinking itself is a healer. The most, even if you have a deadly disease, the positive thinking healing hastens. negative thinking triggers, it's a cause for most of the ailments in the body. It is occurring. The positive thinking, Sri Krishna talks about, tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha mayar pitamano buddhi mame veshyasya samshayah. He talks about positive thinking. Be positive. Positive thinking makes your personality positive. Your personality become positive. You become a healer. If you are a doctor, if you are a healer, if you are a therapist, if you are a yoga teacher, what is the requirement? Positive thinking. Always positive. Always associate with positive people. Why I am falling sick? I am a yoga teacher. I am falling sick often. Why? Be mindful of what are your surroundings. Whom are you associating with? You are negative thinking, negative. You are taking like a sponge. Whoever throws at you, you are just absorbing. You like a Buddha story. You say, sorry, I am a Teflon. I am just rejecting. Rejecting whatever, not to take the abuses, the negativity. Negativity around, not to take it personally. If you start taking, you start falling sick often. It's stay positive. Sri Krishna says, always think positive. And at the same time, Sri Krishna says, I don't want to take any negativity. I want to run away from the society. I want to go into forest or remote place. Sri Krishna says, always think positive and be in the community. Fight the battle of your life. Not running away is not the solution. Running away won't fix the problem. And be here, not to just run away, be there and engage yourself. Like Buddha story, I'm not taking anything. So it is a secret of health. How you are getting the health, how you to stay healthy, this message is talking about not to become a dump pit for anyone to throw abuses at you. Not to take anything which is not unaddressed mail. No, it is like unaddressed mail. Sorry, it is not for me. It is not addressed to me. And not to take unaddressed mail, irrelevant messages, irrelevant, even the children online, their abuses, the bullying is there. Say, it is not for me. It is not for me. Unaddressed mail, irrelevant mail, irrelevant messages, not to take. Take only the addressed mail which uplifts the game of your life. The messages which pulls you down, reject it. The messages, whatever it makes you feel down in your life, reject it. Take on only addressed message which helps in uplifting my game of my life. Only receive that one and reject all irrelevant unaddressed mails, messages, and that paves the way for meditation. Meditation, I can't sit in the meditation. So many unaddressed mails come and haunt me. I can't do the meditation. Prepare the ground for meditation. You are taking in only the positive. That paves a way for your inner journey, dhyana. That's the message for all of us to contemplate on.